Chapter 2. A Mysterious Death. Sherlock Holmes was sitting in his chair with his eyes closed, but now he opened them.
Please tell me everything that happened that day.
That is easy, because I remember every event of that terrible day very clearly. Let me explain the house to you. The bedrooms are on the ground floor. Dr. Roylott's bedroom is first, my sister's is second, and mine is third. They all open out into the same corridor. The windows of these three rooms open out into the garden. On the terrible night my sister died, Dr. Roylott went to his room early. Later that night, Julia and I went to our rooms, but my sister came to my room and talked to me. "I can't sleep," she said, "because he's smoking an Indian cigar and I can smell it in my room." We talked until about 11 o'clock and then she got up to go. She stopped at the door of my room for a moment. "Tell me, Helen, have you ever heard someone whistling late at night?" "No," I said. "Why?" "Well, at about 3 o'clock in the morning, I can hear a low whistle and it wakes me up. I don't know where it comes from." Then she left my room and I heard her lock her door.
"Did you always lock your doors at night?"
asked Holmes.
"Always, because my stepfather keeps dangerous animals that run about at night."
"I understand,"
said Holmes.
"Please continue."
"I couldn't sleep that night because I had a strange feeling and there was a big storm outside. Suddenly, I heard a woman's terrified scream. It was my sister. I jumped out of bed and ran to the corridor. I heard a low whistle and then the sound of metal. Then I saw my sister. Her face was white and she was shaking. I ran to her and put my arms around her, but she fell to the ground. Oh, Helen, it was the band, the speckled band. Our stepfather ran out of his room and we tried to save her life, but she died immediately."
"One moment,"
said Holmes.
"Are you sure about the whistle and the sound of metal?"
"I think I heard it, but the storm was making a lot of noise too."
"Was your sister dressed?"
"No, she had her nightdress on, and she had a match and a matchbox in her left hand."
"That shows she was looking for something that night,"
said Holmes.
"What did the police say?"
"No one could find a reason for her death. She was alone in her room because the door was locked."
"Was there any poison?"
"She was examined, but no poison was found."
"Why did she die then?"
asked Holmes.
"I think she died because she was frightened of something."
"What did she mean by a speckled band?"
"I don't know. Perhaps she meant the gypsies. A group of gypsies live near Stoke Moran, and some of them wear scarves with spots on them on their heads."
Holmes was silent for a moment and then said,
"I'm not sure. Please continue your story."
"My life is very lonely, Mr. Holmes. A month ago, a dear friend, Peter Armitage, asked me to marry him. My stepfather seemed pleased about our marriage. Then, 2 days ago, he said, 'You must sleep in your sister's room. Your room needs some work.' But last night I was in bed in my sister's room and I heard a low whistle. I was so frightened. I jumped up and lit the lamp, but I saw nothing. I was too frightened to go to sleep again. Early this morning I decided to come to London and see you."
"You did the right thing. But have you told me everything?"
"Yes, I have."
"Miss Stoner, I don't think you have. You are protecting your stepfather for some reason."
"Why, what do you mean?"
Instead of answering, Holmes picked up Helen's hand. There were the red marks of 4 fingers on her white skin.
"Your stepfather is unkind to you,"
said Holmes. Helen Stoner's face became red and she covered her hand. She did not know what to say. Then She looked at Holmes and said,
My stepfather's a difficult man, and he doesn't know how strong he is.
There was a long silence, and Holmes looked at the fire. Then he spoke.
This is a very serious case. I need to know much more before I can do anything. Can we come to Stoke Moran today and see these bedrooms? Or is your stepfather there?
He is coming to London today, so he'll be away all day. You can come at any time.
Excellent. Will you come with me, Watson?
Yes, of course I will.
What are your plans, Miss Stoner?
Asked Holmes.
I'm going back to Stoke Moran this morning, and I'll meet you there. Thank you for seeing me. I feel much better now. I'm sure you can help me.
She got up and left the room.